We have a friend, we call her, and we cry.
This man told us he did not want to be identified. However, he wants you to hear his voice and comments so that we can understand the human rights violations that are happening in Turkey. The Turkish Cultural Center in Buffalo encouraged him to speak with us, explaining that there are about 17,000 women in jail in Turkey enduring difficult violations, many delivering their babies in a jail cell, and then their infants are taken away.
There are pregnant women in the jails. There are 668 babies also. Policemen in the gate waiting, the baby come, oh, baby born. Nobody salute this. Tens of thousands of men and women and children, including housewives, teachers, academics, healthcare professionals, businessmen, students, have been detained in the aftermath of the coup game for allegedly having links to the Gulen movement. Credible evidence indicates that many of the people have been subjected to torture, ill treatment, and sexually assaulted.
He arrived here in the United States last September, but he explained how he had sent his family ahead of his retirement to the U.S. first. However, his mother, who is suffering from cancer, and his sister still remain in Turkey. Tell us more of the atrocities.
This is a big tragedy. People there, they cannot go out because government takes their passport and they don't let them to go outside. They are trying to stop the people in other countries, even in United States. They are their people on the television say this clearly. We have to kill them. We have to stop them. We don't give them life chance. We have to find them wherever they are.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.